Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Welcome, family, friends, and listeners around the world. This is Brian Kaiser, the coach of Legal Eagle and the Coach. Our legal eagle, Mr. David Altenburn, actually had to go do what he does best, and he's being an attorney and representing some folks up in the great state of Montana there. So he will not be joining us today, but I'm sure he will be tuning in to listen to the replays of this episode. You know, I was at a networking event yesterday and got to spend some time with some really cool people and some friends of mine, and we did an exercise where and played it. It was a little bit of a game, a little bit of an exercise where we played in like an interview session. I interviewed one person and they interviewed me, and we had specific questions that we were going to ask to see if someone else could regurgitate your information back and put your message out in a way that people could understand. So it was both an exercise in listening, and it was also an exercise in, were you able to articulate your message to the world and get out of you exactly what you do, who you serve, and what product or service that you do best? And it was a really fun exercise. And as I was preparing for the show, then I thought, you know, I've written several blogs in the past couple of weeks and past few months on helping people identify that one person in their target audience, and then taking that message and that discovery of that demographic and being able to narrow down that avatar. And then I've been writing blogs on, you know, you have to be able to solve a problem that's worth solving for that one person in that demographic, and realizing that there's four different distinct personalities within that one person that you have to be targeting, you have to be messaging to. And then I've been writing the blogs and telling people, you know, it's really about just one product or one service that you do best, that you really, that's what you're known for. That's what people, you know, you mention your name, they, oh, that's the guy that does, or that's the gal that does. And so we've been working on that, and it's really kind of unique that today we bring on a marketing expert, and Randy Spira, and have her give some marketing advice. And putting this together, I thought, you know, I really need to bring up a blog post that I did and a little video blog I did, and I think it will help our listeners and our audience. And it was entitled, you know, Why Video? As entrepreneurs and business owners, we spend a lot of time looking over to see what the Joneses are doing, kind of peering over the fence to see, you know, what old Bob down the road, what's he doing in his business? And then, of course, you jump on social media and you see, well, the Joneses and Bob, they have all these videos flying. They have they're doing something. They're making a move. And you're sitting there going, you know, I guess I better figure this out. And I think we've all been in the rut before of the let's figure this out. And you end up spending a lot of time, wasting a lot of money on trying to figure it out. So I thought I would help everybody. And, you know, videos are very popular. They convert 35 to 55% higher than any other media that we have out there. But they have to be done right in order for you to meet those conversion rates. You want to take action. And imperfect action is what we all take in the beginning. So if I can help you take a better imperfect action to get started, then that's kind of the goal of this monologue. So, you know, we were doing some video work here in the office, and I sat down with Jay the Video Guy, my three-time Emmy-nominated videographer that I have on staff, and he helped me with this blog post. And we got together, and I said, you know, what are the first three things that a person would need to know before they picked up their iPhone or their Galaxy S5 and a selfie stick and started making a video? Or before they called, they got on Google and they Googled up the who produces video in my local area, and they go see this videographer guy and say, you know what, I need a video for my business and I want to do all these things. And he said, you know, that's a good question, so let's break it down this way. The very first thing that a person would need to know before you pick up the iPhone and the selfie stick, or before you go see the videographer, is you're going to have to know your core message. at the end of your video, what message should your audience have received? You're probably going to want them to take some kind of an action after watching your video, whether it is to, you know, push a button and put in their name and email address, or whether it's to go ahead and hit that button and put in a credit card number. There's some core message that you're trying to present to them in a visual and auditory way where they can understand what problem that you're solving that's worth solving for them and causing them, leading them to do some, make some response, do something, perform some action. And it really comes down to, you know, you have to know your core message. The background story is really important on how awesome your product is. You know, solidify your message. You want to show how in the video how you've helped people in the past with these and how this helped you so that they can relate. So core message. The next part of that is, you know, we were talking about the, you know, serve a problem worth solving, know that one person in your demographic. And, you know, Jay put it simpler, I think, than maybe I do. And his comment was, who is it you serve most? Like, when people are, there's a certain group of people or demographic of people that are always coming to you and buying from you over and over and over again. Who is it that you serve most? And this gets down to that target audience. And it's key, if you're getting your message right and you're really talking to that one person, we're going to have Randy on in the next segment. She's going to delve into some of this stuff much, much deeper and much better than I do, because that's what she's an expert in doing. I just an expert in making connections, but I use the same philosophies that we're using here. And I do a lot of video work. So these core principles that Jay, the video guy, outlined are very key for me making videos that actually help people and get a response. My videos are mostly educational, with the response that I want is just for someone to follow or subscribe to my channel so they can get more information from me. But Jay's comment there, the second thing you need to know, it's a must know, is who is it you serve the most? In your target audience, that avatar, that one person, you got to know who that is. And it's not going to help you if you go into the videographer, if you pick up the iPhone and the selfie stick and you start making a video that you're trying to tell that you serve everybody that's watching that video. What you'll end up having is no one watching the video, number one, and you won't be serving too many people. It probably won't be the even imperfect action that you were looking to get results from. So, you know who you serve. Know who you serve the most. The last one is in the video, while you're doing your video and you're coming to the end, tell them what to do next. Don't be afraid to tell them exactly, hey, right below this video is a button. I would like you to go and push that button and put in your credit card or put in your name and email or subscribe to my channel, because I would like to give you more information. I would like to do more for you. I'd like to serve you more with this product or service that I've just told you about. And many videos that Jay and I, we watched a few from different folks, and the ones that are getting they're hitting these marks in the 35% to 55% conversion rate are the ones where at the end, the person has very skillfully guided them through their process of their funnel, guided them through their story, made the point about the solution that they're solving that's worth solving for the person watching, and then they just point blank tell them, you know what I need you to do now is I need you to go to that button right below the video here and go ahead and click on that. Another screen is going to pop up to the side, and I want you to do these steps. And they'll just outright tell them, these are the steps I want you to take. So you can find this video blog. We've posted a link up on Legal Eagle and the Coach fan page. Also, you can find it on my LinkedIn at LinkedIn/in/Brian Kaiser or the GCSnetwork.tumblr.com, and I've also posted it, and I'll double check, but I'm sure I posted on LegalEagleAndTheCoach.tumblr.com. So three core steps, or three very vital steps to why you can shoot a video and how you can shoot a video that's going to get you results. And just recap real quick, core message, know who you serve the most and tell them exactly what you want them to do next. It's very simple and very concise. So that ends it for the monologue portion. I'm really excited. We're going to have Randy Spira on next. But right now we're going to break for commercial and be right back.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back. This segment is brought to us by one of our sponsors, Events of Significance. Events of Significance specializes in event planning for leaders, including entrepreneurs, authors, coaches, and speakers. They have knowledge and resources to increase your attendee count, create a signature experience, make a profit, and make you a rock star. From details to done, not just creating events, but creating results. Events of Significance, call them today for a 30-minute free consultation. Mention that you heard them about them here on Legal Eagle and The Coach and receive 10% off your next event. To get their phone number and find out more about them, www.eventsofsignificance.com. Now I have my guest, Randy Spira. Are you with us? Are you having fun yet?
Yes, I am. I loved your monologue about video.
No, thank you. Like I said, we have a three-time Emmy-nominated videographer on staff, Jay the Video Guy, and we have a lot of fun shooting a lot of video around here. And also we offer that service out to all the entrepreneurs and other coaches and mentors for their clients as well through affiliate links so that they can come in and use our studios and use his expertise and put out good work. And he goes through this process that I outlined there. With right. Each and every one of them when they come in. It's just really cool. So,
well,
you know, the audience wants...
I still lived in Texas. I'd come see you, but I don't live
there
anymore.
Well, you can move on back. You know, Texas is accepting a lot of people right now. It's okay.
A lot less snow, I'm sure.
Oh, there's a lot less snow, especially right now. Now, there may be some up in the Panhandle or in Dallas, but we don't have any here. Right now, we're actually cranking up the AC just to keep from sweating to death, but... Before we've answered too much, the audience wants to know, who is Randy Spira?
I am the owner of Affordable Marketing Solutions, a small business marketing consultancy that I started, 8 years now. Prior to that, I spent, 20 years in corporate America surviving the grind, as they say, and actually spent 6 years living in Dallas, working for financial institutions, believe it or not. So happy to be
able
to
get that. You didn't get kicked out, did you? I mean, you can always
No.
come back.
No, as far as I know, I can still enter the borders of Texas,
all right,
so I could be okay.
We're just clarifying.
But I am a New Yorker, a native New Yorker, so I made my way around the country and then back here to the East Coast in Connecticut. And so I started this business because I frankly was very frustrated that I've always wanted to support small businesses. And I would go to a store or I would go to a restaurant and they would have a closed sign. And I thought, you know, they don't know, you know, they might be really good at what they do. They just have no clue how to promote themselves. So I just started helping local businesses and one referral led to another. And, well, here I am all these years later doing what I love best.
Providing marketing solutions.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, what is, I guess, and I ask this because, you know, you're not a coach, but you are someone that does work with people and help them get their strategies and implement these strategies out into the market. So I always ask, what is the top of your funnel? You know, what is the first entry point that or contact point that you have with the outside world as you message to bring people into your world?
I'm going to say most of my first-time contacts right now, because I've been in business for so long, are through referrals.
Nice.
Very nice. and they are, happy, satisfied prior clients who are doing the networking thing like you mentioned in your monologue. And, you know, as long as they're not a competitor, I always joke, I would say, don't give my name to one of your competitors. So, yeah, somebody that they just network with. So most of my client base right now is 100% referrals. But mm-hmm. then, you know, the other day I got a phone call from somebody who plugged in affordable marketing. My website
mm-hmm.
comes up first. I rank really high right now. And called me and said, you know, hey, my husband and I are starting this business. Here's what we think. We don't want to make any mistakes. Can you help us? And so right up front for brand new business owners, I'm looking at your second question here. Who do I serve most? The startup? Yeah, I mean the true startup, you know. I haven't even purchased my URL yet. It's probably about half of my business. And then the other half are
mm-hmm.
people who thought they could do it on their own but realized that they've now wasted, you know, a year or more and lots of money.
Lots of money. And that's what, you know, we were, you know, Jay the video guy and I, we talked about that for people that are, you know, cause video's hot right now. I mean, everyone wants video.
It is hot. And I'd like to
add. That's a hot marketing tool, you know.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of years ago, I do a monthly email newsletter. A couple of years ago, I did one on video. And one of the things that I remember researching and finding at the time, and I'm sure the number is even higher now, is that if you have video on your homepage of your website, you have a 53% higher chance of landing on Google's page one search.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the analytics have they've changed a little bit, but the video, if you have the videos there and then you have the videos flowing on the different social streams, that's what's cranking you up on the thing. But that's what's also
right.
attracting people. And I'm sure that's when people come to you, the startup people and the people that have, taken the hard road, so to speak, and spent a lot of money and wasted a lot of time, when they come to you and they're trying, you know, okay, what do I need to do? I'm sure the resonating or resounding message they're trying to get it across to you is, I need to be attractive, and I want to be attractive like these folks that I see here on these different social streams and all that. How do you start helping them become attractive? Is it through the web? Is it through social media? Or is it a customized individual? Each one that comes in is different.
Well, each one that comes in is different. Some people already have established websites with a high SEO score. So I don't like to tinker too much with somebody's website if they score really high, but adding to it is certainly helpful. Well, one of the big things, you know, I have a guy right now who is I work with him. He's an SEO back-end website guru, and he's kind of my go-to guy for a lot of my clients, and he's trying to launch a new product. So he put up his own website, of course, because he can, and he did it, you know, pretty inexpensively and quickly. I go to it. He said, I'm having trouble. I don't know why I'm having this trouble. So I go to the website, and then I talk to him, and I hear two completely different stories. I don't know why it is, but I think sometimes you're just too close to your own product or service or company to be able to articulate it clearly so that it resonates with your audience. And oftentimes, where a part of my expertise comes in is, you know, eking it out of you by asking a lot of questions that people don't
right.
really sit down and ask of themselves because right. they already think they know the answer. So
exactly. Well, you know, I love that. I love that piece that you said. I'm going to get you to say it again in a minute because there's a lot of people that are reluctant to hire coaches or hire done-for-you service people and people like yourself that can help them with things because they think that nobody knows my business better than I know my business. And that is absolutely 100% true. The problem that most people have is being able to tell someone else what they know about their business.
In a way that resonates with their audience. Especially,
mm-hmm, exactly.
I have over time had a lot of technical people, engineers, whether it be software engineers, app developers. I just recently finished up a big project. He's an aviation engineer guru that is the go-to person for all these crazy crashes for CNN and his local TV and radio where he lives. But he's technical. I find technical people are so entrenched in the minutiae that they can't sort of elevate themselves to look at the 100,000-foot level. You know, that's my expertise.
Right.
That's what I do, right? I can help
right.
you pull it all together. So if you already have a website and you want to add social media, actually, I have a new client. We're doing that right now. He has zero social media presence. And, you know, he wanted to do Facebook and Twitter. And I said, but you're an artist. You need to be on Pinterest. Like, he didn't even
yeah.
know that Pinterest existed. So, you know, sometimes, here's what I always say. Pay me for an hour of my time, and you'll save yourself a whole lot of money and aggravation down the road, and you'll get it right the first time without wasting time.
And that's the goal of all of us in that expert space of helping people, whether it's in the marketing or mine is helping people to learn how to make connections, how to get connected
right.
to the right people so that you can actually build what you've figured out how to build, a referral partner network of people where you're
right.
not out, you're not promoting and you're not out selling because you don't have to because you have a whole army of people that are just singing praises about you and about your work.
Right.
So
right.
it's always, you know, the people that operate in those expert spaces, it's always fun to talk to them and get their journey and, you know, get some affirmations to our audience here. You know, we've had a number of coaches on, and what I think our audience is finding out is the people that, you know, we're fairly rigid about who we have on the show and try to get our guests to, you know, fit into the show. But everyone that we bring on seems to be of that like mind that they want to help people to improve their life and help people, you know, that's their main goal. And, you know, it's really, really nice to get some of the affirmations. Like I said, you made one where don't do this yourself. You're going to waste a lot of time and money. Just go to someone that's an expert like yourself that can, you know, do those mile high, look down on the market that they're trying to, you know, be attractive to and start putting in place the things, the messages that will resonate and attract those customers.
Right.
What do you find is the biggest challenge in what you do and getting your clients to overcome? What's their biggest hurdle, if you will?
Usually it's they don't have the staff. A lot of my clients are solopreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't have staff, you can spend an hour with me and I can tell you all these wonderful things that you can do. But if you're running your business because you're an aviation engineer, for example, and you don't have anyone working for you that can do this, you know, a lot of times I hear, well, you know, my husband, my wife, my kids, you know, everybody thinks 17-year-olds do all social media. Well, they know how to technically do it, probably better than you or I. But strategically, I'm pretty sure you don't want them taking charge of your branding. I mean, I think that would be a really big mistake, and I've seen a lot of disasters. So I try to cage it, yes, I'm sure, but you know, have me do the communications plan that they can just then execute. So sometimes it's a matter of, you know, I don't have the staff, and I don't have the money to pay you to do all of this. So that's where, you know, my new product comes in. I just launched this new product, prepaid marketing membership, starting at just $99 a month. You pay me, and I'm on call. I'm on call. No one has done this before. And,
now, is that a done-for-you service, or is that just, like you said, you're just going to, you know, keep them moving forward in a strategic process?
Keep them moving forward, bounce ideas off of. You know, I've built a network of providers that have agreed to offer my members small discounts, 5 to 10, the SEO people, to text messaging service. I have a videographer on board, a local videographer here. So, you come into the fold, kind of the community of, my affordable marketing system here that I've put together. So it is, I think, a great way to get the best of both worlds, because I discount my prices. Because it's just automatically renewed every month on your credit card. So I don't have to do billing. I don't have to do invoicing. There's no follow-up. There's no chasing. It's just, you know, we work together. I'm yours in 15-minute increments, however much time you buy each month. So I think that's a great solution to the biggest problem, which is, okay, so you've told me these 10 things I need to do, and I agree I need to do them, but I don't have the time. I don't have the staff. I mean, that's a big thing.
Now, in this community that you're creating, and the new product and the membership site, now, is there general information that you just put forward? You're just adding value into the group of people that have signed up with you, and then the second step is they get with you, I guess, off to the side a little bit and specifically work on things in their business by paying an additional fee? Is that how I heard that works?
No, it just starts at $99 a month for 1 hour, and I have various plans that I offer. So as soon as you sign up and I get the thing that you paid, I'll give you a call immediately. Hey, how can I help?
That's the initial engagement right there.
Right.
Okay. Now, is it a community membership where people can ask questions of other people that have joined the community, or is it
not yet? Not yet. It's too new to do that.
Okay.
I am thinking of adding that to share information with, but I'm not there yet. Yeah, I'm not there yet. It's too early.
So this is still a one-on-one membership service.
Right. And also with the benefit providers. You know, I spent years in financial services building multi-million dollar membership clubs for financial institutions. And I thought, you know what? It's about time I did one for myself.
Yes.
Right? So, you know,
amazing how that aha moment comes, right?
And it's a solution to a very obvious problem that I see quite often. Well, you know, I can't afford you. No, I understand that. But, you know, like Red Adair has said, if you think it's hiring a professional is expensive, just wait until you hire an amateur. You know, I've had to clean up a lot of disasters over the years. So, unfortunately, sometimes you make so many mistakes that by the time you realize it, you really have run out of time and money.
Because
so many people have great business ideas, their passion, their joy, their own areas of expertise, no matter what it is. If it's a pet store, if it's, an artist, authors, I've dealt with everybody. It's sad to see that, you know, and it's frustrating for them, and so they give up.
When you run out of money and it gets frustrating and to a point, then that's, you know, you are faced with the two options. Tough it out and figure out how to make it work, or go get a job. And
Which is not so easy anymore, right?
Yeah, it's not so easy. So, you know, it's a good thing. Well, tell us, because I have to wrap up the interview, but tell us first, how do the listeners find out more about your program? And then secondly, in that, how do they connect with you via email, LinkedIn, or any of the other social medias?
Sure. My website is myaffordablemarketing.com.
Okay.
And I'm on LinkedIn under my name, Randy Spina.
Okay.
And I'm on Twitter, at AffordableMKTG.
Got it.
I'm on Facebook as Affordable Marketing Solutions. And if you want to email me, you can email me at Randy, R-A-N-D-Y-E, at myaffordablemarketing.com. And if someone comes through and mentions this show, I'm happy to give them, you know, a small discount on their services.
Nice. Very nice. The listeners like that. And
yay.
Now when they go to your website, yes, and when they go to your website, they'll be able to find the information for your new product launch.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
There's a modal, a pop-up modal that talks about it and then links directly to its own page.
I remember that when I looked at the website now that you mentioned it. So, perfect. Well, Randy, I appreciate you being on the show. Had a lot of fun. I'll try to connect with you off air and see if we can work on building a better relationship and actually taking advantage of some of your service with some of my clients and things. So,
fantastic.
Have a great rest of the week. Yes, have a great rest of the week, and I will look forward to connecting with you a little bit later today.
You as well. Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be back after these messages, folks.
If you know someone who wants the Legal A-Team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action. But not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back. This segment is brought to you by our good friend, Mike Calderwood, a certified professional coach. And he says, are you a small business owner, home-based business, solopreneur, or network marketer who's wearing too many hats, burnt out, or lost on where to go next? Let certified professional coach and 21-year entrepreneur Mike Calderwood help. With a strategic approach and proven methods, Mike will help you look at what is working well in your business and what isn't. Then, together, he'll help you create an action plan and an implementation process to get back to thriving. Mike Calderwood providing straightforward solutions for gaining a real advantage in your business. Mike could be found and more information gathered at www.mikecalderwood.net. And I am very honored to bring on Joe Chatham, my next guest. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well, David. It's Joe Chatham.
Chad, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. Okay. I'm Brian. David, unfortunately, couldn't be there or be with us today because he's doing legal stuff up in Montana, and something tells me he's freezing his buns off. But
Well, I'm in Boston, so I bet you I'm probably colder.
You might have him beat.
Month for sure. We're about 2 inches away from the all-time record of being snowed in. So crazy.
And that's unusual because Boston's used to snow. I mean, you've gotten a lot of snow this year. Just an amazing, wicked amount of snow.
Wicked. Thank you. Yeah, you had to throw in that for me, right?
Well, you know, I grew up on the beach a little bit, so, you know, wicked and crazy and awesome and, you know, radical, all those things still pop up in my vocabulary from time to time. So, Joe, tell our audience a little bit about who you are.
Okay. I'm a native Californian. I moved to New England about 6 years ago. And so, like you, I grew up near a beach and I may throw in a couple of radicals in there as well.
Excellent. Those are good.
I've historically, for 25 years, almost 26 years, I have been in the mortgage industry since 94 as a broker. So I've always been, an entrepreneur. I've worked for myself for most of those years. So I've built a couple mortgage brokerages. I've built branches for other firms, and I've even done some work with some of the larger companies that are no longer in existence anymore. Through that whole period, and why we're even speaking is several years back, I've always been involved in developing my business through relationship marketing as opposed to traditional marketing mm-hmm. through commercials. And I listened to your prior show, and she was talking about marketing. And yeah, she had great advice, but when you're, for a lot of the solopreneurs or small firms, it is prohibitively expensive sometimes. And I found that the least expensive and the most enjoyable way to develop business was to develop relationships with key people. And by developing those relationships with the key people, they would, they would bring you business. You're essentially, leveraging relationships and leveraging other people's relationships to develop your own success. And so several years ago, I've been participating in these organizations over the years, and I finally built my own. And in Boston, it's called the New England 500 Club, and we also have the New York City 500 Club. And those two organizations now, we have over 300 members, and we opened that 14 months ago. And
wow.
Yeah, and in building, and it's paid membership as well. So it's, we're very proud of what we've built out here. Probably the biggest achievement is the fact that our membership is at a very high level. So there's, a lot of organizations out there, a lot of great organizations, the Chamber of Commerce, for example, BNI, different ones like that. But what we try to do is step it up a basis, step it up more. And when I say step it up, 60, I just was working on my numbers a couple of days ago, we have about 67% of our members are attorneys and CPAs. Another 10% are what we call centers of influence in the community. And then the remaining 23% are financial professionals, bankers, M&A, people who involve in capital markets, things like that. So what we did is we just created a platform that – It's sort of on an elevated level professionally, but that is what it was designed to be. Everybody has a networking model that they can pursue, and if they're strategic, they'll pick the right one. So BNI, which is a great organization, is a great organization for people who might be more vendor-oriented. They may be home improvement professionals. They may do window improvements. They may be attorneys. They may be haircutters. I mean, they could be they run the gamut. Our model was designed to attract people who were looking to market with professionals that are generally, high-end service professionals, like I said, attorneys, CPAs, and financial people. So we've had great success with it.
Yeah, I was looking at your website here, and you really had a good target of who you wanted there. And And then also, you know, just very politely explained that there were some people that, you know, you don't have a vendor category. There was one piece in there is we don't have a vendor category. And, you know, that's when you explain that, then I'm sure that cuts out some of the audience. But when you're focused on, you know, the people that you've put up at the top, that's a really large group of people that you've targeted. And now, does each one of your chapters that you have open now, or is each one of them at 300 apiece, or is that at 300 combined? And how,
oh,
what
no.
are you doing to grow those?
The chapters right now, the name, the USA 500 is the overall company name, like I said, with different regions that you heard about. The goal of each region is to, and is the number 500. So in the New England region, we've capped ourselves out, as opposed to other organizations which have, you know, high growth goals. Ours is to hit 500 and then stop, and only maintain a membership of 500. So that when there's attrition, what we can do is that we can step it up another basis. When that person leaves, or persons leave, we can try to find a professional who is even. Who has an even higher profile, and I don't mean necessarily a public profile, but, you know, the professional profile. And so each region, the goal is to build it up to 500, then stop. And so our growth model has been tremendous. Like I said, we've grown in 14 months up to 300 members here. New York is also growing quickly. And I think part of the attraction has been the fact that, you know, we have built it with really well-established professionals in the community. Right now, to give you an example, of our 67% that are attorneys and CPAs, 78% of those people are partner level.
And, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and of course, as you know, is, you know, some of them are solo practitioners, so, you know, they don't call themselves partners, but most of the remaining, you know, 22-23% are going to be some of our smaller law firm practices or smaller accounting practices. So virtually everybody who's coming into the organization is going to have a lot of experience, and they're looking to network and work with other people who have a lot of experience. So what we try to do is make them comfortable. They come into, you know, I'll call it a sandbox where they play, you know, and they come into the sandbox, and everybody else in that sandbox has been vetted, and they feel comfortable that before even necessarily establishing a deep relationship, that these probably are people that are qualified to handle referrals or to handle their own business. So it's worked very well for us. And, of course, the real model behind the underlying theme behind our whole organization is that you have to be a person that's willing to give. You have to be a person that's willing to share. We don't allow soliciting at all. We tell people at our meetings, we don't want you to bring in leads, that we're not a leads club. If you refer a client, it's because it's the best thing for the client. It's that simple.
That philosophy. That is a really, really stellar philosophy that we here at my company, Growth Coaching Systems Network, that's our key philosophy is what is best for the client.
That's right.
What is the client's best next step? And so to hear you say that is really really important to me because you know, that's something that resonates very strongly because that's what part of our mission is and our mission statement is you know, what's best for the client? Forget your needs for a minute. Think about the person you're serving. What do they need so that they can get where they're going? And then they'll probably reciprocate and help you get where you're going. So,
You're absolutely right, and you and I know that, you know, by doing the right thing for the client, that client comes back to you, and that client creates
many times.
Absolutely, and so. You know, there's a lot of organizations out there that do require that you bring in leads. And then what happens is people are bringing in junk, you know, just to satisfy those requirements. I would rather have someone bring in one lead a year if it's quality as opposed to 12, you know, pieces of junk. And so, you know, it's we're very strategic. We've developed a platform that gives you sort of a disciplined approach to relationship marketing. You know, we have We have monthly meetings for each chapter. Each chapter, in our case, is about 30 members. And, you know, those 30 members for that particular chapter meet once a month. We have follow-up meetings between members. Of course, we have social events. We have educational events. We have, following virtually every meeting, there's a one-hour educational seminar that people can voluntarily stay for to learn about doing, you know, making meaningful acknowledgments and thanking people when they give you business and knowing how to say thank you. Because you and I know there's no bigger resentment that can be built than someone giving you an opportunity and you forgetting to even say thank you or to say thank you in the right way.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. As I've done quite a bit of fundraising in my past, and that was the number one sticking point, whether you were going to get a fundraiser, you know, a person that was giving and donating, that if you were going to get them as a repeat donor, is were they going to get a card after the event that just simply said how much you appreciated their support, and then, you know, remember them at Christmas time and New Year's, and, you know, just some little something so that they knew that, you know, their gift meant something more than just a dollar amount that went into the coffer, so to speak.
And
the coaching business, we work with people on trying to get them to understand that type of follow-up and that type of servitude is that, you know, when people do business with you, there's a little extra mile you can go to get them as a repeat customer just by telling them how much you appreciate it and showing a little bit of gratitude toward their time, their effort, and their money.
You're absolutely right. And it takes very little to make someone feel
very
good.
Little. Sometimes it's just an email from your personal email account, not from your email autoresponder, but from your personal email account that says, you know, I really appreciate doing business with you. I, you know, look forward to serving you again in the future. And it could be simple as that. And that one little thing could be the trigger that brings them back again to say, you know what, I really need some help over here too. Do you do that or do you know someone that does that? And then you've got an open door to help them again. So where did you come up with the idea or the concept around the 500 Club?
Well, I'd participated in various networking organizations over the year. And you know, I'd been members for about, you know, call it 15 years of my practice, and I went to some and I said, oh, well, this is a waste of my time. I went to others and I would see some things of value in those particular organizations, and I'd say, oh, okay, well, that's a good idea or that's not a good idea. And like I said, October of 2013, I was just talking to some friends and I said, you know, here's sort of the plan that I have. I'd been building an organization on the side. Besides running my business, I'd been building an organization in Boston for another networking organization, and it had some differences with the main people, and they're neither right or wrong, nor was I, but we just had different ideas. And so I said, well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to try this. Well, as soon as I did that, you know, and I put my idea out there to an established community. And when I say established, remember, I moved to Boston not quite 6 years ago. And, you know, 14 months ago, so, you know, less than 5 years into my tenure here in Boston, I had within 3 months probably 150 members. So
oh,
people,
wow.
Yeah, the message resonated. And my members pay, you know, they pay dues to participate in it. So, you know, it's not something that they just throw money out lightly, and they like the messaging. And the messaging, Brian, was really be around good people, get to know them, trust them, and if you know them, you become familiar with them, and you get to trust them, then eventually you're willing to do business with them. Our part of that equation is to make sure that we try to bring in vetted professionals so that they can have the comfort of referring business over. But really, my wife asked me, she says, why do you think this has been as successful as it has been in such a short time? And it's going to sound kind of cliche, but I think in this world of technology where we're, and these are all valuable tools, but, you know, things like LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter that and tweet this, and, you know, is that you lose the old school element of the eye-to-eye, hand-to-hand, and breaking bread.
Right.
And people still enjoy that, particularly, you know, anybody over 40. You know, they're looking
right.
at it and saying, I still like to do business by meeting the person I'm doing business with. You know, whether they have 3 degrees of separation doesn't make a difference to me. But what does make a difference is that I can look them in the eye, I can sit down over a meal, and I can say, hey, I would like to do business with you, or you get a sense that you don't want to do business with somebody. And
right.
I think that people miss that. I think people miss the personal touch. Sort of back
mm-hmm.
to your point about how to just say thank you. You know, sometimes right. a pat on the back as you walk by someone and a whispered, hey, I appreciate that last call you gave me. That means the world to people.
Right. Absolutely. You know, in my coaching platform, I've known, if you find me on LinkedIn or in the social network, I've taken the name over as the world's greatest connector because I connect a lot of people to the right people, and I have a process of vetting. I guess I vet clients as well as much as I vet the coaches and mentors and consultants and done-for-you service providers that come in, and that comes from 28 years of being a professional coach in the athletic world and, being able to, cut to the bone, so to speak, real quickly to find out if I was going to be able to train an athlete or if an athlete was going to fit onto my team or, into what we were doing, or if it was better for them to go to another team or what have you. And I use that same philosophy, and it's basically, sitting down helping people to get introduced to the right people and be around the right people because, who you hang around and who influences you has a lot to do with your mindset and has a lot to do with your energy levels. And there's a lot of power in, being able to do that. It sounds like you've created a group that and an organization that follows those same philosophies in serving people that way to, help people cut to the bone, so to speak, and say, hey, we've already been doing business with these people when you come in. So when you come into our group, you're coming into a group and a family of people that really do what they say they're going to do and can really help you in your life and in your business.
That's right. That's right. And, it's funny because you mentioned the ability to connect, and clearly you're a connector, I'm a connector. And to be a connector, of course, you have to have your antenna up all the time. You have
right.
to hear the words when people say, I'm looking for, I'm searching, I need. And
mm-hmm.
I've always found that if you can build an organization full of connectors, full of givers, then what happens is, and I tell this to people when I'm training or when I'm trying to manage their expectations coming into the organization, that, to be a giver and to be a connector, if everybody's doing that in the organization, well, they're necessarily has to be someone to be connected. There necessarily has to be a person that's being given to. And it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more nurturing to your soul to be giving and helping other people. And again, if you know that there's 29
yeah.
other people in the room that are focusing on giving without a quid pro quo, and that's a huge point because you and I know there's certain people that we can refer a lot of business to. Given what our professional backgrounds are, and there's some people who I'll never be able to refer to. It's just they don't come in front of me. So, what I try to teach people and set up their expectations coming in is, don't worry about what you get, and don't worry about receiving something back because you gave it. In the end, it'll all even out.
It'll all even out. Exactly.
And it does. And it really does. So, there's a great book if. I have nothing to do with it, so I wish I could make some money off this book because it's a great book called Give and Take by a guy named Dr. Adam Grant. And
mm-hmm.
Give and Take, he is the youngest tenured professor at the history of Wharton Business School. So, he's
wow.
no slouch. And he's been voted like the most popular faculty member there several years in a row. And like I said, I think he's 33 years old. And the book has a lot of anecdotal studies and examples of givers,
mm-hmm.
matchers, and takers. And the funny thing is he goes into this, and there's a test at the end of it, and he goes into this and he says, and he proves and he shows, people who give really do make out better in the long run. The takers can do it, and the matchers... What happens with the matchers is they're somewhat satisfied, but because they're always expecting quid pro quo, then they sort of build up frustration about people who can't reciprocate.
Exactly.
The givers benefit the most in the long run. And there, I'll just give you one study.
I got to break in real quick because I've got down to the last 5 minutes, so I've got to get and I will connect with you off air. But if I can get you to tell everyone how to get to your website and learn more about you and your program real quickly, and then I've got to head into commercial break, and I'll email you off air, and you and I can continue the conversation, because I'd like to see how I can help in this venture that you're doing as well. So real quickly, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, the website, it's a closed website because we are a closed membership. But if you want to look at the basics of the website, it's at USA500Clubs, that's plural, .com. So USA500Clubs.com. The phone number for the organization. We're only in New York and Massachusetts and New York right now, and New Hampshire. But the phone number is 617-340-9532. That's 617-340-9532. And, you know, our chief qualification is that you're a giver, and then the beyond that, that you're, you know, be in a kind of professional services category.
Perfect. Joe, I appreciate you being on the show. I've got to run to commercial break, but I'll touch base off air.
All right, Brian. Thank you. Take care.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the final short segment today. We're flying without the Legal Eagle. He is off in Montana doing what he does best and working with some folks up there on a land case that he has going on. So, great show today. Really enjoyed it, talking about the marketing piece with Randy Spina, and then getting with Joe Chatham to talk about his 500 Club and the purpose and the meaning and the intention he has of really keeping people focused on giving and being able to show gratitude after you do business with people and after they've helped you. And really great guests, and I really appreciate both of them coming on the show. In case you missed it in the monologue, just want to go over, you know, there's a blog post that we have up, and I'll put a link up on the Facebook page as well to a blog that I did. It's called Why Video? And we went over these three key points if you're looking to get your video, you know, get your message out on video, I should say. And just real quickly to recap those points, know your core message. Know what you want your audience to do at the end of your video. What's the end result and the purpose of doing this video? And secondly, you have to know who you serve the most. So know your target audience. Know that one person that you're trying to reach with a problem, you know, solving a problem that's worth solving for them. And then lastly, don't be afraid at the end of your messaging to tell them exactly what you want them and need them to do by telling them at the end of your video, as you guided them through, say, now you need to go and click this button and you need to perform these tasks and we'll stay engaged this way and you'll get this great benefit. But don't be afraid to tell them exactly what you want them to do. So, been a great show. We miss the Legal Eagle. He's always here to provide his wisdom and knowledge and some great banter between the two of us. But great show nonetheless, and we'll look forward to the Legal Eagle being back with us next week. So you can always check us out on Legal Eagle and the Coach Radio.com and find us on Facebook at Legal Eagle and the Coach, and be sure to like our fan page. I'm Brian Kaiser, the face of Growth Coaching Systems Network, and I like to help people live a better life and run a better business, and I love being on the show and helping people by interviewing great folks and providing great value to the listeners. I will see you back with the Legal Eagle next week.
You have been listening to Legal Eagle and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors, If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.